लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today we get back to an actress. After fan talks and some producers and directors, we're going back to some actress, some good ones and some villain ones. To be honest, I saw her mostly in villain roles. And I'm not sure if it's her natural or if it's just a role. I will ask her, I promise. And I say hello to Abigail Stanton. Welcome into my podcast. Hello.
Hi.
Are you more the villain one?
I definitely have a villain era that happens. And I feel like that's when I, yeah, I'm more villain. I do play leads here and there, but it's always like kind of an anti-hero.
Yeah, so. It's not. Yeah, because I'm thinking about your roles. I cannot imagine one role where you wear the lovey-dovey wifey with no intentions to be sometimes a bit bad. All right?
Yeah, I did one called Love in the Shadows with Michael Yee, and that one was pretty, I was like a artist who was trying to get away from him. I think that was probably the closest
the closest to nice
the
or
closest,
what
the closest to like the wifey type of role,
the lovey-dovey wifey,
you know. And then the first two I did one with Kiki that was a pretty standard wifey one too.
Yeah. What was the name of it with Kiki?
Oh my, Chasing My Ex-Billionaire Wife.
Okay, such yeah, the titles are kind of nah thing on its own. Question. I spoke with Tina Ehrenbrock also, and I have the feeling that all the red hair ladies mostly get casted as villain ones. Am I wrong or not?
They go through a cycle. I think those are my birds.
I cannot hear them. Okay. Hello to your birds.
Yeah, they go. Yeah. Yeah. They like to put a redhead as the villain. I don't know if it's like maybe this Jessica Rabbit type of thing, but Jessica Rabbit's not bad. She was just drawn bad.
Yeah. Okay. No, because I have black hairs and I did some acting stuff too. Beginning in the kindergarten, I have to play the bad witch in Sleeping Beauty already. So normally, the black hair ones are the bad ones, not the red ones. Is it in America different?
Maybe. Maybe. You know, I know some redhead ladies who are constantly leads. I think it's, if anything, maybe more of an energy.
More pepper.
Yeah, more pepper.
Huh.
Some of the redhead people.
The pepper, redhead, spicy one. Ha, huh, the spicy one. Would you love to play the, I don't know, the lovey-dovey, super classic ones? Or do you like the villain ones?
I like it all. They're all, you learn something with every role you play. Yeah. I mean, the villains are fun. You get a little more time to yourself, too, when you're supporting versus a lead. Leads, you are there all day, every day, which is great, which is wonderful. We love working. But when you're a supporting, sometimes you can leave a little early, you know.
You don't
Sometimes you
have
can
the
come to bed
12
a little
hours day, you
late.
have the 11 hours, 11 hours day or what?
Yeah, though when you play the villain, you're the one who usually gets the cake in the face, the push in the pool. At least from my experience, I have seen it the other way, but yeah, they'll
Okay, normally I ask the male lead once how many towel drops and proposal they had. So I ask you, how often did you kidnap someone or throw a cake in the face?
I've only thrown one cake to someone. I've received two cakes.
Okay, so you're one behind.
I've kidnapped many children. I've kidnapped.
Many children.
I'm basically Miss Hannigan. Every script. So every script I've kidnapped someone, I feel like. Probably, I don't, if I'm gonna
So
put a number, let's say 15.
how long you should probably stay in jail for all of your criminal things?
I'm on death row.
Ah, okay. Fine. That's sometimes really silly when you see they are kidnapping and stuff like that in the episodes, and then 2 episodes after they are out again.
Oh yeah, they're like, this person should be in
Yeah,
prison.
so how did they get out? Shouldn't they? Okay. That sometimes it doesn't make sense. But
Maybe they're
okay.
so rich, they're on bail. They paid bail.
Yeah. Did you ever do a werewolf one or a vampire one?
My first one, I was a witch in a
Oh,
werewolf one.
that's cool.
I've never done a werewolf one. And to be honest, I no, they're cool. They're cool. I don't, the whole title of Alpha is kind of funny to me.
Yeah, but I
But
think the witch
they're one of the
stuff is
most
really
popular.
great. I wanna see a vertical with only witches.
I know.
Christine K. Larsen last week. You know, the Danish one. And we totally agreed that we need a witchy vertical with only a witch group. Six, seven witches. Everyone has different kind of superpowers and witches, the good witches, bad witches, and
Heck yeah.
only a witch vertical we need.
I would
We
love that.
agreed.
Let's write
We
it.
agreed. And you would perfectly fit in because we spoke about the hair colors. We need the witch with black hairs, we need witch with red hairs, with blonde hairs,
Yeah, I'm not.
and one male witch.
Yeah, a warlock.
But we weren't sure who should be the male one. Should it be a funny one like Adam Chisnall? Or should it be a total big, serious, dark person?
Ooh, there could be like a grandfather witch. He could be the dark sister.
Oh,
He could
yeah,
be the big serious one.
like
And yeah, and
Merlin
then you
with a
have
big, or
the young.
Dumbledore with a big beard.
Right. Yes, exactly. And then you could have like a younger male witch who maybe is, I don't know. I kind of see him. I think he should be like kind of cuter, not know the witch world as much.
Cute. What's the name of this great kid who just won at Verticon the Prince Award? Oh shit, I forgot. He would be great as a little witch. Whoa. But then you don't cannot kidnap him. That would be a vertical without kidnapping.
No, I have to kidnap him.
Okay.
In a
No, but
warehouse, tied to a chair.
no, witches don't have warehouse. Witches have, some kind of special gingerbread houses and
Oh,
stuff like that.
he's in my cauldron.
With the black cat. Yeah, now so something like that would be so cool. You know, there are so many werewolf ones, but some of them are, I don't know, not so. Yeah, I cannot say not real one because no one is real, but some werewolf ones are really good produced, and some of them are so, nah, I don't know.
Fantasy is one of my favorite genres. So, yeah. I love
But the
I like
vampires
the
one get less in the last time, I have the feelings. I haven't seen
I
much
kind of like when
vampires
they do
one.
the vampire werewolf story, like when they're
Ah,
trying to
yeah.
keep them. That's fun.
What kind of fantasy would you also like? Kind of Avatar stuff, or I don't know.
Oh, the someone was once talking about like I didn't read the series, but the Court of Thorn and Roses, is that what that's called? Like a fairy court? That'd be
Yeah, I
cool.
like this more. I'm not so into Game of Thrones or stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm
But
more
like
in
fairy.
the magical, witchy world. I like that more. What was your first vertical you did?
Oh, it was okay, so Matt, I saw you talk to Matt. He came
Macedo, yeah? Yeah.
to my acting class and was sitting in on the acting class and then came up to me and was like, "Hey, I am directing this vertical." And I'm like, "Yeah." I was like, "Okay, I've seen those. They're the only things that are
Did you know
casting."
what verticals were at this moment?
I kind of knew what they were.
Okay.
And so then he was like, "I want you to, I think I have a role for you." And then so he just like offered me the role. It was the witch role. I was the main character's like best friend, and she was a werewolf, and I was like coming in
Who was the
helping give
lead
her spells.
in it?
Oh my God, it was so long ago. I don't remember a single person. I'm sorry.
No problem. When did you shoot this one? When was it?
It was April
Last year?
2020. Yeah, April 2024.
Four.
Or
Yeah, because I
2023?
think the no, 2023 would
2024.
be really early.
Yeah, 2024. And so, it was abandoned in Aluna's body. And
Okay.
it kept going through edits because it had a lot of VFX, and I think that was holding it getting released. And so it was like one of the longest post-productions I've ever seen a vertical have.
Okay.
First one. Yeah, but that was my first one. And then it just kind of it spirals once it yeah,
You got
once you're
addicted
in,
and you
you're
got
in.
catched.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
got caught.
but did it work like kind of snowball effect? So did you get offered directly another role, or did you have to do auditions also and stuff like that?
So the producing team on the first one I did was like, "Oh, we like your sauce. We like the thing that you do."
Yeah.
And so then they sent me a couple projects and I hopped on those. And then like sometimes I still audition, but I do get direct offers, and that's nice. That feels very validating.
Yeah. And how many verticals have you done so far?
I stopped counting after 14.
Okay. That's fair.
So, yeah, I didn't want to keep track of it anymore.
But you didn't make a break or anything like that, because some actors I talked to said, "Oh yeah, I did a 8 month break. I did a 4 month break because sometimes it was a little bit too exhausting doing
Yeah.
vertical after vertical."
I take
So.
breaks for sure. It's usually like a 2 week break or something like that, and then I get anxious again. And I also like those
Okay.
breaks. I also like those breaks because then, we're like you get to focus on other things. Like I love theater. Commercial auditions are a lot slower of a
Yeah.
booking process, and so when you have those that free time, like I like to focus on commercial auditions and maybe like more feature film auditions and just try to spite like change it up,
Yeah. And are you at the moment doing only verticals or also horizontal stuff?
So I don't have any verticals lined up. I'm working on a feature film. It starts shooting in at the end of October and it goes until November, and I'm really excited for that. It shoots in
What
Idlewild.
genre?
Horror.
Oh, everyone is shooting a horror at the moment, I have the feeling. Everyone I talk to is shooting horror. If it's
Yeah.
horizontal.
I think horror is this. I really enjoy the genre, and I used to absolutely not like horror, but because it's horror is usually original, an original story, and there it demands so much from that genre in a
Yeah.
way, and I think that's really fun. You get to have like create something new, and I think that's also why it's maybe easier to get produced in a way, because the only other things that are being produced are like things that they know they'll make money on, like Marvel stuff, right? Like stuff that already has an audience, but horror tends to like attract an audience. And well, I love cult films, and so I'm just hoping one day that one of these horror films I work on will be a film.
Can you watch horrors?
Yes.
Because I spoke to
Absolutely.
Hayley Hansen and she said it's so fun to be in it and to play it, but I cannot watch it.
I don't like jump scares. I'm gonna say that. I feel cheated when jump scare. Do you watch horror?
No. I did once a really big mistake. I really won. I watched what I live alone in a old house, in a big one or a bigger one. And in this old house, when it's rainy or when it's kind of stormy, there are always kind of unexpected noises in the house. So
Lana Baron. I'm so sorry. That was who was the lead in the first vertical I did.
yeah,
She's so
fine.
fabulous. I'm so sorry.
I think she's fine. We won't
What
tell. We won't tell her.
was her? Anyway, sorry.
No. No. So I watched a horror movie, and it was really much blood and dope. And while I was watching it, my dogs walked through the house, and there were so many unexpected noises. And if you live on your own like I do, that was not so cool, you
Yeah.
know? And I got a bit freaking out. So, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's
And
fair.
once I heard while I was walking with my dogs in the evening in the dark, a friend of mine told me, you have to listen to this new podcast. It's about origin criminal cases and stuff. And I thought, okay, fine. I will listen to it while I'm walking with my dogs. And the shittiest idea I have ever had was trying to listen to this podcast while I was walking with my dogs in the dark through the forest. And the first episode of this podcast was about a woman who was jogging in the forest, got raped and murdered. Shit idea to hear that exactly when you are walking. Yeah, so no. I prefer comedy stuff to watch or something like that.
I do love comedy. I need something to make me laugh.
Yeah, before I'm going to bed, I'm normally watching something I don't have to think about, something smooth kind of story or comedy, but nothing about criminal cases, nothing about horror stuff. No. No.
I think I would love to have more comedy verticals, but the thing is
Oh, yes.
they apparently don't do very well
But I don't
in a
understand
number.
why.
I know. I know.
Everyone I'm talking to and I'm asking what genre you want to see more is musical or comedy. And I'm not sure. I'm doing with the six big review ladies every month a monthly recap episode for the podcast where we speak open, honest about all the new verticals who dropped in this month. Good one, bad one, shitty produced. So, and we spoke about the number things. And we are not so sure if the numbers you can see when you go to the platforms, you can see the numbers. I'm not sure if they are right because sometimes they have after 24 hours more than 100 million views. Come on, be honest. That's not realistic. Totally not. And then there are some shows which were really big promoted and published and stuff like that. For example, Love and Blood. And even till now, I don't know if it reached 10 millions till now or not. So that's not. No, I don't think that the numbers are real. They're sometimes too confusing because this with more than 100 or 200 million views are sometimes the typical shitty storyline. And I cannot imagine that every time the same storyline, but only with a different cast, can hit so high numbers.
Well, Hate Watch is very popular.
Yeah, but why? Are the people so annoyed by their self that they really need to see people more suffering like them?
I guess so.
Really?
I don't know.
I cannot get the psychological reason for that people like it to see other people suffering.
I know.
That's stupid. What would be a really challenging role for you in a vertical? A role you would love to play, but who would ch a role that ch would challenge you in a different way?
Maybe like I really want to do more of a mafia one. I think mafia would be fun.
Yeah, with your ha red hairs. You're fitting good in mafia style. But why the mafia ones? Because of the atmosphere or?
I like the kind of like gangster thing, like
You love the raping stuff, I see, and the kidnapping stuff.
oh yeah, no rape. I hate rape scenes. I will not
Okay.
do. I will
But
not
the
do.
kidnapping one.
Yeah, I will not. There's I have boundaries with violence in verticals. And most of the kidnapping that I do, it's kind of funny. Like it's fun, like in a
Yeah, you
way,
tie
because
up someone and
it's always if the, like that's when the villain usually gets their demise. Is it in the kidnapping scene. The guy comes in, the cops come in, and it's the villain's like
last minutes.
But I think we need to stop the rape in
The
verticals.
raping is getting more and more, I have the
They try to
feeling.
justify it as toxic love. It's really, really disgusting. And sometimes there's no IC on set. And then like what I hate the most is when then they have the female lead go back to the man that raped her.
Yeah,
It's absolutely
absolutely.
disgusting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, you
I
brought up
also.
something. It's really, that's the worst thing I think in this. I don't want to be negative, but that's one of the worst
No,
things.
we have to talk about it because there are so many verticals where the wife or the woman is always so devoted, and that's really shit. I want to see verticals where there are really self-confident women who even said to their husband, "Hey, come on, we are a team, we do this together. You don't have to say me what I have to do." Because every vertical, when you see a wife and a husband, I would say 90%, the husband tell her or tells her what she has to do and what she has, you know. So
I
I don't
think,
like that.
but
No.
in terms of roles, I think what would be challenging for me is kind of the more soft roles. Like, I think a proper romance, like The Notebook, like a story like that, could be hard just because I've been thrown into more of these strong women role, independent type of woman, or full-blown like then character with the villain roles. Like, I definitely consider it more of a character. It's still grounded, but I try to make it still grounded, but
What
definitely
about a
bigger.
sporty one? Are you kind of sport activity you want to play a vertical? Because there are so many sporty ones at the moment.
Yeah, a soccer one would be cool. I played soccer for a long time.
Oh, that would be great. A women's soccer, like kick it like Beckham or stuff like that. That would be good. Oh, that
I
would be
just
good.
did a ballet one, and that was really fun because we got to take ballet class before we shot. And now
Is
I'm
it
like,
published, your ballet one?
no, I just wrapped it like
Okay.
3 days ago.
Was
Yeah.
that with
Studio Dupont.
was it the one with who did you shoot last, with Tyler? No, not with Tyler
Travis?
Shara. What, who was the lead in the one you, I saw the BTS. With who did you shot?
Emily?
The male one?
Travis was the male lead.
Was it Travis? I don't know. I saw so many. I see a lot of cooking verticals at the moment. I see
I'm the banger.
a lot of sporty. Yeah. Okay. I know Christina K. Larson also shot a ballet one. She
Oh
posted a
yeah,
pic of the ballet
she looks
one
cool.
today, and she was shooting with Ben Whalen. That was where I knew I saw a ballet one. Every time. Emily, she did already a ballet one, didn't she?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, the ladies are already also always getting the ballet one. But I talked to Patrick Pawkins this day, and I didn't know that he was a professional ballet dancer, and he even danced for a year at Austria at the ballet.
Oh, that's very
So
impressive.
I spoke with him to do a ballet one with a male ballet dancer.
Male
Women
ballet.
for soccer and men ones for ballet ones. Why not switch the roles?
I think you're onto something.
That would be, yeah. I would love to see more criminal verticals, the criminal case, you know, like Miss Marple or Sherlock Holmes or stuff like that.
Oh, Sherlock Holmes, that would be
Yeah.
fun versus like a detective.
Yes, you know, like a kind of serious, not only one kind of serious with different cases they have to solve.
That would be cool. And then it could be like a series.
I would love to see more verticals like a serious.
More serious.
In a serious style. Verticals, but in a serious styles, because sometimes I have the feeling that it's not enough to do some stuff in 50 or 60 episodes. Sometimes the ending is totally weird and unexpected, or so with a cliffhanger that it screams for a part two and the vertical never gets a part two. So that's
I think there's room for that to develop. Hollywood is taking on a lot of verticals. There's talk about SAG getting in on the game. I'm really curious how they'll be able to kind of do what these non-union sets have been able to do with all their rules. But there's only room to improve. omnis, right? So
Yeah. I think it's still at the beginning, this whole vertical space.
yeah.
You can see I started watching verticals in 2023, really mostly from the beginning, I think.
What platform, what attracted you to
I talked about with that a lot of fans when I'm asking them how did they get into this vertical stuff, and every time the answer is, I saw an advertising of RealShort on Facebook. So the
right.
RealShort marketing department should get an Oscar because they catched us everyone. Yeah, but to be honest, when I was starting watch I started watching verticals, there were only Drama Box, RealShort, and not so many apps. Right at the moment, I'm at 49 apps.
Girl.
Yeah, and I know a lot that they have more than me apps. But there were so many platforms at the moment, that's kind of confusing for the audience because every time a new show drops, it seems to be also on a new platform.
Yeah,
And
it's
it gets
like
harder and harder to watch them because, if they would drop on five platforms, for example, it's good, you can get five memberships and really you can watch it. So, but if you need every time a new membership or stuff like that to watch only one show in which you are interested, it's getting
yeah.
really expensive. Really, really expensive.
Wow.
And some of the platforms don't even offer a membership. You have to buy coins for the episodes. And if you have to buy coins, one show gets round about 50, 60 euro to watch.
That is expensive.
That's ridiculous sometimes. That's really ridiculous. So I was trying to resist this real short advertising for 2 months. But they were so clever. Every time they put another episode you see in this advertising. And at some point I thought, oh, come on, I want to know how it ends. So the trap closed.
Yeah, my friends are starting to get hooked on them. They're like, this ad came up and I need to know what
The
happened.
ads is
They're like,
so
are you able to get me this? Like,
Yeah.
I don't know.
The ads are so hard to resist because they were so clever. Every time you see a sneak peek of another episode. So, yeah. But the good thing was of my first membership, I bought a weekly membership on RealShort and I was able to watch all the verticals who has been released until this point. And I was, I think, in a 4 or 5 days vertical coma to watch because I had so many shows to watch.
Yeah.
That was a really good membership. It was totally worth of it. But then I watched everything till then and I thought, okay. And my imagination was, okay, so it's over now. I've watched everything. I didn't expect that there every week would drop new shows.
Oh, yeah.
So it was, that's awesome. Oh, I want to see this. Oh shit, my membership expired. That was so clever of them. And you have to buy 24 euros for a weekly membership.
Yeah.
That's per month more than a Netflix abo or stuff like that. Yeah,
Yeah, that's why it's, yeah.
A lot of audience are still addicted. The trap is still closed and we can't get out of it. So,
Well,
yeah, it's kind of hobby. No, I don't know
for
hobby.
watching.
Yeah, you
Thanks
have
for
to
watching.
produce. Yeah, the thing is, I really like verticals because, okay, if it's not the typical classy, shitty story, when you watch. Started watching verticals in 2023. After around about 1 year, the stories repeat. So, For this older audience, it's kind of boring. So I love to see that there are kind of new, fresh stories now. For example, on Candy Jar, a lot of verticals which drop there are every time a totally new story.
Yeah, they're a really great company.
It's a German company.
Yeah. Ooh.
You know, the
Yeah.
Germans are very structured, so. But I don't understand why this is a German company and I don't shoot verticals here in Germany. I don't understand it. Verticals are in Germany not very common.
Yeah.
But we have a platform. That's all we need.
That's cool.
No, Candy Jar is the only platform which produces already part one, part two, part three, stuff like that. I don't know. I'm still hoping that the other platforms will get more and more into new stories too, but I think sometimes the risk is too high for them and they won't afford it. So maybe we have to stop watching this typical classic shitty ones. I don't know. I don't know. But do you watch verticals by yourself?
Yes, I do. I don't I watch scenes and moments that when we were filming, I'm like, how did this turn out? But there's been some projects I worked on where I'm like, oh yeah, I want to watch this. I want to see how this comes to fruition. And there's other ones where I know I'm probably never gonna see it.
And
It
you were happy how it came out in the end?
depends. It depends on the project. The edit really changes a lot because you'll see your co-star do an amazing, grounded performance where like this could have been in a feature film. And then you watch the edit and there's like a water drop sound in the middle of their monologue because there needs to be, like, I was talking to an editor one time, there needs to be a certain sound effects or how, like, sound bites every, like, I think it's like 40 seconds or something in a vertical or some kind of audio change because it's part of the, like, and it's part of, like, I don't want to say gamification, but like the immediate satisfaction of watching this vertical, those verticals, or it's just been really successful. So, I mean, sometimes some, but some I verticals, the edits have been really grounded and like they keep the music in the world tonally. And yeah, it really depends on what the client is going for.
Did you ever shoot a vertical where you thought after shooting, what the heck was that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, usually it's in the middle of filming.
Okay, but it's too
You're
late
standing
to
on
back,
set,
it's too late
covered
to
in
back
paint, and
out.
you're like, yeah.
Are you a person who reads the whole script before filming it?
Yes. Yeah, 100%. 'Cause I want to know what I'm getting into. I don't like surprises. I want to know how much intimacy. I want to know how much stunts because all of that for me, like, yeah, I want to know all of that. I think it's super important. It's like part of an actor's job is to read the script, in my opinion. I get sometimes it's really busy and I do have to, like, I'll have to skim. But I mean, once you're there comes a point though where like you guys are watching the same story, I'm reading the same story over. So it's like a sometimes it is a speed read, and I'm just trying to look for things to like know or be aware of. But I think it's important because like you don't want to get on set and be like, wait, why am I doing this? Is it before or after that?
Did you ever decline kind of script?
Yeah.
Because of the raping or because of other stuff also? What was a typical story you declined because you said, okay, come on, that's not working for me?
Yeah, I mean, just like, yeah, it's just the assault, sexual assault stuff I turned down pretty quickly.
And do you have the feeling that this changes anything if even the actors decline stuff like that?
No,
Because it
because
pops
everyone.
up so often again.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, it might just stop a producer from thinking of me for a role that has that type of thing in it. But like everyone has their own boundaries, and that's 100% valid. And there's amazing actors who will do those performances.
But I have the feeling sometimes when you watch verticals, you see exactly who did it because of the money or who did it because loving the
Yeah,
role,
I mean
you know?
it's tough out there. We all gotta make a bag.
Yeah, but so
And but
many
also,
shows drops. Shouldn't you be busy all day?
I don't know. You gotta get your foot in the door somehow. But like so, the thing is also I've noticed with like even reading the intimacy scenes. Sorry, I aspirated my spit.
We'll take a sip.
There we go. That for some reason on the page, it always feels like it will be way more intense than what it actually plays out to be. Like, oh, yeah. So I always have to keep that in mind because it's just all communication, right? You got to know, like, the director's what the director wants for this, what, like, yeah. You gotta see how it's all gonna tie together. But to know where you stand on that and be able to communicate that clearly, that's what works. 'Cause you don't want to, yeah, make it hard. You don't want to make it hard for people who are just trying to do their job.
How important is it for you to have, for example, an intimacy coordinator on set? Because I spoke to an intimacy coordinator and she told me that it's not very okay, it's getting more and more usual to have an intimacy coordinator on set, but sometimes there aren't intimacy coordinator on set. So, is there a big difference with or without an EC?
I think intimacy coordinators are great to have as a mediator. Between the actor, the director, the producer, and the client. It can the director is already juggling so much. If their actors are like, hey, like let's talk about boundaries and stuff, or like what we want to do with the scene, intimacy coordinators can help choreograph the scene to get what the director wants and know strategically how to choreograph it so that the actors are comfortable, whereas the director, who isn't trained in intimacy coordinating, maybe is thinks the actors have to actually do these things to get the shot, and that's not true. And so a lot of I think intimacy coordinators are, and they're just good. Like there should be a person who is almost like it almost feels like sometimes they're on the outside and like they can talk to the director that privately, they can talk to the actors privately. Sorry, just lost focus. I have my own boundaries with what I want an IC for and what I don't and what I feel comfortable when I don't need one. But I think it's also not completely the thing that gets me is when they only ask the female actor if they want an intimacy coordinator. And that really bums me out because guys need intimacy coordinators just as much as females do. And also, I don't necessarily think it should maybe always be the actor's decision because at the end of the day, it becomes a liability. So if anything does go wrong, it's a liability. So I think it shows professionalism on us for a production team when they have an intimacy coordinator. But yeah, and like it depends on the subject matter too and what's being done. Everything, it just needs to be a communication, like just needs to be a
Yeah,
conversation at
but
the end of the day, because
it's
you
conversation in every part of the life. It's not only in the acting and set stuff.
yeah, and
The
whether or not
more
you
you
want.
communicate open and honest, it's better for everyone.
And whether or not you are comfortable with an intimacy coordinator can change. Like whether or not you want one, I feel it could change. Like,
Okay.
yeah.
What
Depend, yeah.
was a role you wouldn't play again? Because it was,
Oh.
I don't know, not fulfilling you as it turned out, or.
I don't think so. I don't think I would play. This one character I played, she was dying of cancer. She was pregnant. her husband was cheating on her.
I think I saw this one.
He rapes her, and that I don't think that was when I realized I'm not ever gonna do a rape scene again. Because like your mind knows it's fake,
Yeah.
but your body needs a second to catch up. Your body doesn't. Sorry, I'm choking.
So, wasn't
And
it
so I
easy
don't.
for this role to get out of this role mentally? When you get back home?
You don't have too much time to like
Okay.
decompress when you get home. you go. I go home. I eat. I shower, do maybe a face mask, and then I look at the lines for the next day, and then you're probably, and then you need to go to sleep because your call is
Okay.
probably asleep. But I definitely needed to like go to the spa after that one. I had to massage that one out of my body because she was so abused in that one.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, because I think sometimes maybe one role catches you longer after shooting it, and one role you end on the
Yeah,
day
you
when
can
you
just say,
end the
ah,
shooting and said, "Thank you.
bye,
Was nice
girl.
to meet you. I'm out." So, what do you do to keep your, can I say, work-life balance good?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
What is
the
that?
okay, yeah, as an event
No,
collector, you don't
no.
have the work-life
I.
balance. No, but I think because of the roles like that, it's more important to have a good work-life balance so you don't get mentally struggling or stuff like that. So, what do you do for?
Being physical is good. I really like my theater community. That is really nice, focusing on long form like plays and yeah. My work life balance is somehow still acting, but yeah, getting outside I think is really important. But yeah, I really enjoy getting into theater classes, and that feels like somehow a break.
Do you enjoy at the theater that do you have the direct connection to the audience?
Yeah, that's magical. It feels like a drug. Feels like
Yeah,
you're on a drug.
because I think every time you're playing a theater, even it's the same, it never turns out to be the same atmosphere.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's never the same. How do you keep it fresh? How do you keep it new every night? Finding different
Yeah.
tactics. Yeah.
Sometimes the people laugh at scene one, and sometimes they first laugh came at scene, I don't know, four or five. Where is it? What? That wasn't even funny, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, when you can choose, could choose, would it be more theater stuff or more the vertical stuff?
Both. I don't want to have to choose.
Because the vertical stuff is li also like a drug because of its speed and the fast pace, or what?
Yeah, and you meet so many cool people on these sets. Like, it's just people who want to work. And I've met some of my best friends on these sets. And
Oh, that's great.
yeah. And I mean, like, one of my dreams would be in, like, one of my career aspirations would be to, that would to be, whoa, would be
One, two,
on
three,
a,
again.
Seven, eight. It would to be in a Broadway play, not a musical, but like a straight play. So,
Like kind of what t theater genre stuff.
Appropriate's a really great play.
So dramas or.
Married. Anything, honestly. A comedy would be so fun to do. Because if you have to do it eight times a week to do a drama 8 times a week,
Oh
it'd be
yeah,
pretty
that gets
taxing.
really a drama. But what kind of classic theater pieces are you in? Are you more than the type of, I don't know, Maria Stewart, or more Shakespeare, or
Shakespeare's fun. We've been doing a lot of Tennessee Williams, Neil Simon. I personally, Sarah Kane is one of my favorite playwrights.
did you also do the German classic ones? Goethe, Schiller,
No, I haven't.
Faust, or the German.
Oh, I think, yeah. I had to read Faust one time.
It's in every school, you have to read it.
Yeah.
It's a must in the German lessons here in school. So every German school kid is kind of Faust traumatized. So,
Oh.
yeah.
No, but theater and verticals, it's interesting because, like, I think vertical acting is almost closer to theater acting than film acting is to vertical acting. Did that make
Really?
sense? In a way. Depending on the story and the character, you still have to be way more still than you would have to be in theater. And your energy is the same type of energy shooting for film. But because the screen is horizontal and not vertical, it's smaller. People are watching on a smaller device than on the TV. You're allowed to kind of be bigger too, and also because it's a soap opera most of the time, it kind of feels like it's written closer to theater than a film.
Yeah, and to be honest, some kind of costumes in the verticals are really great when you
Yeah.
see them. I saw a vertical which plays, I think, a lot of early centuries with so great costumes. I was totally
Oh yeah.
shocked.
Yeah.
And with
Those
no banquet scene.
Bro, the banquet scenes are my favorite.
No, don't tell me that.
I call them park and barks. I'm like, "Oh, we got a
That's good.
park and bark today because it's everyone
Parking
standing
bark.
everyone's standing parallel to each other, just going back and forth yelling at
And
each other.
no moving for the whole day.
Yeah.
If you have a step counter on your watch, zero steps
Oh.
on
I
that
just start
day.
doing squats in between takes.
But to be honest, these banquet scenes where you are discussing 1 hour, is it him? Is it really him? Or is he a fraud? 1 hour to discuss that.
I know. And like, as a woman, you're usually stuck in your heels, stuck in a very tight dress,
Okay.
probably with wings on it.
That's not so comfortable, you would say.
Yeah. But then you're like, dang, I'm being paid to act right now.
I'm
That's pretty
looking good.
cool. I'm
I'm
looking it up.
looking dead
That's
good.
pretty cool.
But yeah, these banquet scenes. That's difficult. When I'm reading in the caption banquet scenes or era stuff, I'm not tuning in.
Oh,
Yeah,
really?
a lot of audience don't tune in when they see in the descriptions banquet, eras, something like that.
They have banquet in the description?
Yeah,
Oh.
sometimes you see in some verticals, you see exactly banquet in the disc, and exactly when it's in this description as a keyword of the vertical, I'm out.
I mean, in a banquet scene, you can guarantee that there will be at least wine, a wine spill, a slap, and some glass breaking.
Exactly. Or maybe a champagne tower crash.
Oh, yes. Classic.
But you cannot discuss 1 hour about one question, which you could totally easily solve by showing your ID in a few seconds, and then it's okay.
What's your favorite vertical genre? What are you drawn? What makes you click on it?
I love the more. No, it's a vertical. You cannot say it. Realistic type of story. I just watched a vertical this morning. I woke up totally early. I'm a bad sleeper. I woke up at 4 a.m. and I decided, okay, I will watch a vertical. And I watched the new vertical who just dropped on Reelshot with Luke Stahl, Charles Stafford and Samantha Drews. It's called Beggar King is Back. The title is totally stupid, but the story is really nice because Samantha Drews plays a mute woman and he plays, okay, the typical billionaire hot CEO stuff. But he is first also mute after drowned nearly to death. She got mute. And this type was so, I loved it because of the conversations between the two leads. They spoke with sign language and they were so comfortable with each other and so lovely, even with their handicaps. And even when he could speak again, he was talking to her with the sign language also. And he was so caring and sharing. And for me, that's a total fine story to see a man or a husband lovely caring for his wife in a vertical. I really like that. And it was kind of a different story, even if it was with the billionaire CEO stuff. But I really like this type of story. You didn't have to think really in a difficult way about it. It was a smooth story, a nice one. But nothing with really raping or stuff like that. Yeah, some kind of fights, verbal fights, but and someone tried to steal the company and that stuff, fine. But it was more like the caring leads. It was totally on the same level of the leads. And that's I like. Or at least I watched really a lot of shows on Candy Jar because of they are very well produced for
Yeah, I see
one.
that. They look so good. I want to work
Yeah,
there.
very well produced and as I told before, some kind of new stories, totally. There was
Yeah.
lately there were stories about a much overweight girl at high school. Okay, it was with a little bit of bullying stuff, but it was the stuff where the hot high school type stood up for her. And I like that kind of stuff to see.
Yeah.
That the typical discriminated kind of people, there were always people who stand up for them. And that's what I really want to see. I don't like this banquet stuff scene because it's every time the same one. 10 people all discussing in a banquet hall about any identity. No, that's not the really down to earth story for me. Or I cannot say realistic. Realistic is stupid in combination with verticals, but you know, I watch a vertical. I really like that. It was about online dating. You know, I like actual themes of the real life, which could really happen. And so stuff with the online dating stuff, for example, it's a normal, typical situation where the audience can feel it. You know, I don't need always a super billionaire, $5 billion contract stuff because it's not realistic for the audience. I would love to see more realistic stories.
That's exciting. I think there's space for that. I think that's where it's going with certain teams.
You know, okay, so more high school stories are dropped out lately or stuff like that. I'm not in the age. And we here in Germany, we don't have the high school situation with all the prom and so. So for the audience outside of the US, it's a little bit difficult to get into this high school stuff because it's not so common here. The school system is totally different. We don't have a very big prom night or something like that. We don't have it. So for me, it's a bit different to get into this story or to get connected to these stories. I love to cook, and I love the cooking verticals who dropped out lately, but only, and that's the next thing, only when the leads are the ones who playing the cooks know how to use a knife. You
Oh
see exactly.
no.
You see exactly.
That's the key.
You know, the thing is, or if they are doing, there were some really nice doctor verticals lately. But if you have been in a hospital as much as I have been, you know exactly what works in a hospital. And if you had a heart condition like I had really in my real life, and you would know that the defibrillator won't work on the clothes. There are so
Well,
small details.
a lot of it,
Which makes sometimes it really ridiculous. Or could be more comfortable for the audience if there are small things and so easy to resolve. Give them.
we are going so fast sometimes that, like, and there's so many people who are focused on like one thing, on things like that, but like sometimes we just have to cut our losses and be like, could this have been better? Yes, but do we have the time? No.
So, but some productions show that there is a good way to do it right, also in a vertical.
And that's
So
exciting.
I'm still
Hopefully
hoping.
by example.
You know, if it's, I don't know, if it's a sporty one, it always looks better if you do a football vertical when the lead knows how to throw a football, you know?
That helps. That
The
helps for
audience is not dumb. For me, the
sure.
professor verticals are really triggering. I'm not watching that kind of stuff. That came up so many lately. Because when you are a professor like I am, the stories are so ridiculous.
Yeah, like
Unreal.
you
Sorry.
lose your job.
Yes, it's
You
kind of
should
not
probably lose
triggering, but it's so ridiculous.
your job. I aged out of high school and college. I feel like I'm not in that age range anymore.
Are you sad about
No.
that?
No, not at all. No. I think the, yeah, oh, youth culture is I'm excited to get old. It's a blessing, right? Not everyone gets to.
I think I'm older than you, and sometimes it's kind of shitty because for me, I would love to go 10 years back again with the knowledge from today.
Right.
That would be
Well,
really
yeah.
fun. But sometimes, my students are half my age at the moment, so they probably could be my kids. And when I see what they have for problems, I'm really thinking, serious?
Yeah.
Serious?
See, that's why I'm
Grow
not.
up, and then
That's
you will
why.
know what real problems are.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
They are sometimes so childish. And then I'm just asking myself, were you also at this age so childish or not?
I was a stupid, stupid person.
Yeah, I have a very strict program. I finished school with 19. I directly started studying. I finished studying with 22. So I was very,
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
the Germans are very strict and organized. So if it's good or not, it's okay. But sometimes that's also the kind of stuff when you see some actors in roles of a high school and they really don't fit in it.
I know. Yeah. That's okay, right?
Yeah, but sometimes it should be a bit more
I'm rewatching
realistic.
Glee. I'm rewatching Glee, and all those people are like not high school age.
Yeah, but do you think there is any pr improvement possible?
For yeah, everything. We can improve everything.
That's true. Totally everything. On the end of every podcast, I will ask a so-called five question quickie. Every person gets the same five question.
Fun.
So, what's your favorite dish? Yeah, I love to cook. So
I go
I classify every person about
fast?
eating preferences.
It changes. Pad Thai.
What?
Pad Thai.
Pan Thai, really?
Pad Thai.
Why
Chicken
Pan
pad Thai.
Thai?
It's just nostalgic to me. It reminds me of my best friend, and
Have you ever eaten it in the origin country where
no.
it came from? Because the funny thing is, sometimes it's like here in Germany. Or did you ever shot in Istanbul?
I would love to. Looks beautiful.
Here in Germany, it's very common to have Turkish restaurants with all the Turkish food. One of it is kebab.
Oh.
And the German kebab, the kebab you get in Germany is much better than the original one you get in Turkey.
Huh?
So that's why I'm asking if you ever ate origin one, because sometimes the original one isn't so good.
Okay, I like westernized pad
No, it's fine
thai.
to do it your way. Are you a good cooker?
My boyfriend is an excellent cook.
And you?
He cooks every
You
night.
are a good eater.
I'm a good consumer.
Oh, that's also nice. So what? So, can you bake?
My boyfriend is an excellent baker.
You
He makes
should
cookies.
keep him, otherwise,
I
you will starve to
He
death.
just made some bread. He made some baguettes. He made
Self-made?
brownies. He, huh?
Oh, self-made bread?
Yeah, I made bread. It's
Oh,
really
that's
good
nice.
too.
That's really nice.
He bakes me my birthday cake every year.
Oh,
And
that's
on
sweet.
Valentine's Day, he makes me a pizza, and he individually cuts all the pepperoni to be little hearts.
No. Oh, that's
And
sweet.
he has to make me a love potion every Valentine's Day, which is just a cocktail. But
Yeah,
the
but Love potion. A love potion and a pizza. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, because of the pizza, everyone who mentions a pizza, I'm asking, pineapples on pizza, yes or no? No.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's another one for
I
yes.
play
Huh.
the villain.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So you have to do it. Fine. I understand. I totally understand. And what's your favorite film at the moment?
Okay, my Letterbox, I think, do you know what Letterbox is? It's an
No.
app. It's an app where you can like track the movies you watch, but I'm just gonna pull it up so I can read it. Letter.
Letterbox.
Okay.
Huh.
My top four films. Midsommar, The Swimmer, which is a 1968 film. It's one of Joan Rivers is
The
22 years old
swimmer.
in it.
Okay.
It's kind of absurd, but it's an ensemble piece. I heard the chicken.
I have to explain to the audience. Right at the moment, I have a chicken in my office or recording room. So if you have here clocking a chicken, that's my chicken called Henny. So Henny wants to say hi. So fine.
Hi, honey. Everything Everywhere All at Once and the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, that's a great one.
It's so good. I
It's a
love that
classic. It's a
character.
classic. Did you ever see the Rocky Horror Picture Show musical? We had a musical here in Germany
Oh,
about
wow.
that. That was
Do
so
they
great.
add more music to it?
Yes. And all
Oh,
this
I recall.
show around. That was so cool. That
Oh.
was really cool. Yeah. We watched this a few times, even with school, when I was in school. Yeah. It was a point of a school excursion to go to the Rocky Horror Picture Show musical.
Worse.
And we went also to the Hair musical.
Ooh, that's a great musical.
Yeah, it was really fun. Really fun. Little bit
Let
much nudity,
go
but it was fun.
of
Yeah. You're
the
singing. What's your favorite song at the moment? What puts you in a good mood?
I don't have a favorite song. I really
No?
don't. I don't.
Okay,
Okay,
what
maybe
kind of
say a little.
music genre you wanna?
Say a little prayer to you. Say a little prayer from Aretha Franklin. The moment I wake up.
Ah, yeah.
Not
I love
gonna
it. I'm not. No. Okay, yeah, I know which one. That's good. That's really nice. So, if I would ask you, or if I would say to you, listen, I'm totally new in this vertical stuff. I want to watch a vertical of you. Which one would you advise me?
I would say tune in to if you want to watch me I would say sorry, tune in to my poor sweet billionaire maid. Is that the one?
I don't
I forget the titles. Tune in to Undercover Prison King. Watch me as
Undercover
Dr.
Prison.
Melissa Reyes.
Doctor?
Yeah, Dr. Melissa Reyes. She's a
Okay.
prison doctor
Do you know
who
which
helps this.
platform that came out?
Real short?
Okay, I have
Real
to look
short.
it.
It's real short.
I'm sure I saw it, but I'm so bad in all the titles, to be honest.
Honestly, that one is shot pretty beautiful. We had a new director. He's an incredible action film director that they brought in specifically for this vertical, because they wanted it to be an action vertical and kind of cater, they're trying to cater to men.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
I have to look at it. I'm not sure if I saw it or not because I watched so many verticals. And I'm
See?
so bad in the
I forget the
titles.
title. I've been in so many, I forget the titles too.
Yeah, okay, to be honest, the titles are sometimes so stupid that you cannot imagine it, or too long, or too.
Yeah.
Sorry, a lot of title sounds exactly the same. Every time it's sometimes with billionaire and maybe Everest in it, or so it's not bad. You can send me the exact name later, then I will put the name into this description of the as a credit, because I'm always putting kind of credits of the verticals. So we spoke about the missing genre. Comedy, yes. Which one also?
What genre do I want? I love fantasy. So, oh, maybe more sci-fi, more sci-fi, or sci-fi adjacent. Like, yeah, sci-fi would be. Oh no, horror vertical. It'd be so. It's so doable. It's so doable.
I want to have a Western, the old one
There are Western.
with the saloon
Oh, but like a
stuff, and so
proper,
yeah,
that'd be fun.
a sheriff one, you know, and saloon ladies and the duels and some lassos and some yeehaw horror
Yeah.
stuff.
I bet horses are expensive to rent.
But there were some verticals with horses in it,
That's true.
so it
I'm
shouldn't
making
be
excuses.
impossible.
That would be fun. That would be fun.
Or
Would people have to have a Western accent, or could they just, because there might
I
be some
spoke, no, listen, I
white people
spoke to
in
Thomas King,
there.
actor from Atlanta, and he said he has a mustache at the moment. He really looks like a cowboy already. And I told him, "Do you have a nice accent?" And he said, "Yeah, I have." And he spoke a few words in this accent, and it fits really well. I can really imagine, you know, chewing him on a hay,
Yeah.
howdy, stuff like that.
Crazy.
Or what also would be totally nice was would be a parody about verticals. Making
Sorry,
fun.
I got an email and it
It's
popped up.
fine. A parody of all the verticals to make fun of the whole shitty scenes.
Yeah. I don't think they'd let that fly.
No, truly not. But you
No.
know, it's all about the money. If anyone wins a big lottery jackpot, we can do it.
Yeah.
And it's about a wish list, what type of genre we want to do.
Yeah.
I'm sure new genres need time in the vertical space because of the risk. And as long as the old stuff brings the numbers, I think we won't see a big change in it, but we can still hope.
Yeah, we gotta hope.
Yeah, so we will see. Maybe we will talk in 1 or 2 years again. We can talk totally excited about some new stuff you did. Maybe a lovey-dovey housewife, or maybe the new witch verticals.
Ah.
That would be so great. A witchy one.
Sisters?
Yeah, only ladies one. No male lead.
Yeah.
Only ladies. Powerful
Yeah.
ladies.
Yeah. There we go. That's
Oh,
what we need.
that would be nice. We should keep that in mind. So, I thank you very much for your time and
Thanks
for
for
talking to
inviting me.
me. So you can speak with your bird and I can speak with my chicken.
Yeah. They've been squawking. They need to ch be chatted to. I hope Penny feels better.
Will see. Open fracture isn't a thing that
That's
heals
not.
in 1 or 2 days. But she's still eating. She still
That's a
can
good sign.
jogging
That's really
around. Yeah, so I think, and she's still picking on me, so she's not
Yeah.
too bad at the moment. We will see. We will see. Have a nice What is it? Thursday today? Sorry,
Yeah.
I'm a bit distracted in the days of the week because I had so many things to do this week. So,
Yeah.
and I wish you already a beautiful weekend ahead and a nice
You.
horror shooting.
Thank you.
And let us know when
Yeah.
this comes out. I'm not watching it, but
Good luck with the rest of your school year. And
yeah, it's just started. It's fine. We will see. You know, if you are the professor, it's a bit easier than being the student. It's more relaxed.
there we go.
So it's fine. So thank you very much. Lovely
Thanks for
greetings.
coming.
Bye, Abigail.
Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.